This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by TouringPlans.com. Spend less time in line and more time riding your favorite attractions. Visit TouringPlans.com.
Hey everybody, it's Stacy from Must Do Disney, and you are in the place to be, the Disney Nerds Podcast. Check it out.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
The Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magic worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show 359 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. This is Charlotte, and with me tonight, I have Ed.
Hey, Charlotte. How's it going?
It's going great, Ed. I'm glad you're here.
Thanks.
I've got Morgan.
How's it going?
It's going great, Morgan. I'm so glad to be on with you tonight.
We get to confuse Ed since we sound alike.
Supposedly. I know. The Southern girls.
Yep.
And of course, we can't forget Jimmy. Hello, Jimmy. Glad
Hello.
You're here.
I am fantastic. Thank you so much. I'm glad to be chatting with you guys on this wonderful night.
I'm so glad that we're all together, because tonight we're going to be talking about one of my favorite subjects, food.
Yes.
And food.
Awesome.
We're going to be covering our favorite quick service restaurants inside the parks.
Right. So what we did is we came up with a list of five top restaurants in our opinions, and we're all going to take turns going through them and kind of discussing the places we really like to eat.
Sounds great. I'm looking forward to it.
Cool.
So basically, when you think quick service, most people think counter service. And with Disney, it's not just you go to a counter, you order your food, they give it to you on your tray, and you go sit down. Quick service is going to be exactly what it says. Any kind of quick service where it's not a sit down true dining experience. So this could be going to a counter. This could be still placing your order, sitting down, and then having somebody bring it to you. But not the traditional where a waiter comes and waits on you and takes your order and brings you drinks. It's one and done kind of thing.
And we talked a little bit about that before we started recording, but some people call it quick service and some people call it counter service.
Mm-hmm.
If you're walking up to a counter or a kiosk and ordering, then that would be a quick service.
Right. And I think Disney used to call it counter service way back when, in the early days of the dining plan, because that's really stuck in my mind. I can't switch over to quick. However, that's cool. And quick is actually kind of a term too, the way Morgan mentioned it, because there's sometimes you'll go to one of these quick service, counter service restaurants, and you'll order, you'll sit down, and they bring the food to you. So kind of like a restaurant, but it's still considered a counter, quote unquote, quick service.
Right, which is probably why they got rid of calling it quick service, service. And started calling it quick service.
Sure.
For sure.
In a way, you do see some of the restaurants that get tied up for that reason, where it does get super crowded at those counters. So I could totally see where they want to send people to the tables and get them away from there.
Right.
Okay, guys. So how we're going to do this tonight is we have our top fives. So we're going to go around in the circle and start with our fifth. Discuss it if it's necessary. We're definitely going to be duplicating these. I guarantee that. And then kind of give our or 2 cents about the place, for good, for the bad. Hopefully all for the good, but we'll see. Okay, who wants to start?
So we're going to start with number five. And my number five is Pinocchio House. And I know people who are like, why would that be one of your favorite quick services? I love it for being able to sit and watch the small world boats go by, but I can get a flatbread and a salad there and a nice big glass of water and feel like I've ate well, but I didn't fill myself up so much that I'm miserable. It's actually been one of our favorite kind of late evening snack meals when we're hitting the parks really late. and my daughters and I will go there. And I know that I'm also not spending a ton of money to get three flatbreads and a couple of salads and drinks for us. So it's one of my favorite places.
And if you're lucky, you can look out the window and catch Lisa riding It's a Small World.
Right.
No, you can hear her trying to get out of the boat because right. You made her ride It's a Small World.
It's true. Yeah.
Pinocchio's Village House definitely is a fun place. I used to know it as the pizza place, definitely. Yeah, I've eaten there probably once.
I think I've eaten there once as well.
Yeah, but the view is great.
I actually had it. No, it didn't make my top five, but it was on my top 10 list for the same reasons that Charlotte mentioned. The flatbread pizzas are really good.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Morgan's trying to make Charlotte feel better about her. It wasn't my top five, but it did make my top 40.
I said 10.
Very cool. And actually, Charlotte on that first pick definitely brought up a great point, because we're not talking only just food quality. We're talking a bunch of different criteria, meaning the restaurant itself, where it's located, perhaps what you could do at the place, things like that.
It's a very good point, because sometimes it's not just about the food. It's about, it could be the nostalgia. It could be just the feel of the restaurant and where it's located also plays a big part.
And the Village House having that view of Small World is crazy cool. I mean, there's not that many restaurants that overlook attractions.
Sure. Right. But
a nice thing too with Pinocchio House is, depending on how late you go, you can actually walk out. There is actually seating outside too, but you can actually walk outside because the wall for like the outside seating kind of has built-in benches, and you can kind of get when it was Wishes as the fireworks, a good view of fireworks mm-hmm. behind the castle.
I've been there before for that.
Very cool.
And the Blue Fairies book is in there too. A lot of people don't know you can go in and sign her wish book.
Oh, that's nice. There's a lot of great artwork I do remember in there mm-hmm. also from the movie. Okay, Jimmy, you're next. What's your number five quick service restaurant?
My number five is Sunshine Seasons over in the Land Pavilion in Epcot.
Nice.
I think the food is really good there. But in addition to that, if you have like a small group of people and you want to go to someplace to eat, there's just a lot of options in there. Mm-hmm. And also refillable drinks.
Yes. That's a big point right there. You go there and you know that you're going to be able to refill your drink, once or twice. And if you have teenagers who drink like in one big gulp, it's a good place to be.
Sure.
But they just have a wide variety of food. They've got salads. They've got, they got a wonderful pork chop there, mm-hmm. With a barbecue sauce on it. They have fish tacos. They have, salmon,
Asian section,
chicken, barbecue,
Asian
section. Chicken.
They got a great bakery there with some great desserts.
What's really great about this restaurant is that it's awesome to hit it almost any meal. As we get to Epcot, we're running over to Soarin' early in the morning, and as soon as we get off Soarin', we're having breakfast because we already made our run. Now we get to fuel up. And sometimes on the way out of the park, we'd hit it for dinner. Not that often, though. I was thinking back on it. It's definitely more breakfast lunch for us for that place.
Yeah, me too.
Very cool. Yeah. Very cool. Okay, Morgan, what's your number five?
My number five is actually going to be, I'm trying to remember the name of it. It's the fruit market in Harambe at Animal Kingdom.
Okay.
I know what you're talking about.
Right in front of the Lion King?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I mean, not the Lion King, the safari ride, I meant.
Yeah, I just
the safari, yeah.
Right, by the bakery.
Yeah, I just like the fact that, like, from my recollection of my trips, that was the first place that, like, I actually saw that you could get, quote-unquote, healthy food. You can get fruit instead of getting, the Mickey bar. And then, granted, this is, like, when I'm older and I'm actually more conscious about what I'm eating.
Place similar to that in Magic Kingdom next to Hall of Presidents.
Right, mm-hmm. right. And it was a tie between those two, but just because with my memories, that's the first place I started seeing the fruit markets pop up. Because, I mean, there's one in Hollywood Studios.
I was going to say.
And everything like that.
Yep,
I think the one in Animal Kingdom has more stuff, though. Because they have, like, is that where they have, like, the street corn? And I know there's pretzels there.
That's Magic Kingdom.
What's that?
The street corn.
No, they have it in Animal Kingdom, too. Yeah. They definitely have it in
Long Bay Market.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Long Bay Market, they've got the sausage, the heroes, the chicken bowl. They've got the fruit. They've got a lot of good stuff there.
A lot of stuff there.
Yeah, I just haven't seen the corn there.
Yeah, well, the last time my cousin Steve and Christy came with us, they got one of them get street corn there. And at one time, that was like the last place you could get the Pepper Jack stuffed cheese pretzel.
Yeah.
I don't know if they still have it.
I like that. That's good.
The places you could get it.
But I mean, cool. I just like the fact that, like, you can, because I mean, Disney has that stereotype of people that, you know, don't go as often as we do. That it's just burger and fries, that it's just, you know,
it's
popcorn is your snack to go. And seeing the fruit markets, which, like I said, Harambe in Animal Kingdom is the first one that I remember seeing.
Yeah.
But I think every single park, well, maybe not Epcot, but at least three of the parks have some kind of fruit market in them now, which I love.
I'm trying to think about Epcot. As far as a fruit cart.
And I don't think there's one.
Yeah, no, I'm not coming up with
anything. Just because there's so many other options.
They very well may have some type of fruit, like in Sunshine Seasons, because there is stuff in those coolers. Oh,
well, true, but I was thinking more like, you know, its own place.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's still cool. Number five for me, Ronto's Roasters. And it's a number five because I haven't been able to do it more than once, but the one time I was there was pretty cool. The food was really good, but more than that is just sitting in there and just soaking it all in.
The theming there is amazing.
Yeah, pretty much. And you can kind of sit on the outside also. When I say the outside, the restaurant closest to where the doors are, because it's really wide open spaces, and you just see everything walking by. Chewbacca and such like that, stormtroopers. But the food itself was really good. I was actually kind of surprised for the wraps. But definitely very good.
Now, is this where the meat is cooked on the pod racer engine?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
I was making sure I got my head on the right spot.
Oh, sure. Yep, definitely.
It's a big droid, isn't it, Ed, that's turning the spit, and then they're using the pod racing engine to heat it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. There's a bunch of roasts on there going to town all day long. Yeah, and it was pretty nice. Well, I thought it was a pretty good menu. Not that many things on it, but what it had was really good.
I have to put that on my list. I have not eaten there.
I want to try.
I haven't eaten at Galaxy's Edge yet, but I got to do it in November.
I want to try the hangar next. That's next on my list.
What is it?
There's the other quick service restaurant. I can't remember the exact name, but it's the hangar. It's the ship.
Docking Bay 7.
Right.
Food and cargo.
Yep. And actually, really quick, I'm going to touch base on this. I'm reading another story from Star Wars, and it's about a planet where they have another ship, which I'm thinking this might be the one that was on this other planet, and the whole deal is that it can move at any time if it has to take off and go other places. So I have a feeling this might be the one that ended up on Batuu in the book I'm reading now. So it's kind of cool. Yeah.
Very cool.
Okay.
So I love when that all bleeds together like that.
Well, that's the best part. That's exactly it. And they've been doing so much to get that into their, their canon. And Galaxy's Edge has become a big part of that canon.
Right.
Yeah.
For the good or the bad, you'll have to listen to Womp Rat Radio to hear about that.
Yes.
Okay, guys, let's go on for our next round. Number four on the list. And this time we're going to start with Jimmy.
Number four for me, I would have to say I'm going to stay in Epcot and I'm going to go over to the Yorkshire County Fish Shop.
Very cool.
Good choice.
How about that?
Right next to the Rose and Crown Pub. And a lot of people would tell you that the fish and chips there are better than the fish and chips in the actual Rose and Crown.
I would. Yeah, maybe. I would definitely call this a counter service also because it's just the window. And there's always a line. It's really, really good. This is actually, and I'm going to jump right in here too, because this is my number four also. How's that for a coincidence? Awesome. And it's usually the best. I'll always get it only really at night when I'm walking around. It's kind of like that late meal. It's perfect.
Fish and chips. If you're there, like during the day, like not during Food and Wine, when the tables are in Rose and Crown, you can grab food there and go sit in the Rose and Crown and grab a pint.
That's cool, and you have all those other tables all around the outside of the
right in front of the pub, and even down around by the water, I think there's some tables there too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and that's another big part of this place is that you really can kind of sit, relax, and just hang out.
Yes,
right.
Unless fireworks are coming.
Unless fireworks are
coming. Okay. So number four for Morgan. What do you got?
My number four is actually going to be Casey's Corner in Magic Kingdom.
Okay. I'm sure we're going to hear that again. Awesome.
I'm so upset that she's got it at four.
I know. I was going to say, I know somebody's like, got what? It higher.
Travesty.
Yeah. I love the corn dog nuggets.
So this is at the end of Main Street on the left there. It's a little shop that they've been playing with the size inside for years.
Yes.
Most of the seating's outside now, I think.
Yes.
There are some tables inside, probably more than they originally had, because originally had the television in there playing cartoons, the baseball cartoons, and they had the bleachers in there, if you guys remember.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Casey at bat.
Right.
Yep. So now they've taken out the bleachers and they've added a few more tables in there, but there's probably 7 or 8 tables in there. It's tough. You gotta stalk a table in there to get one.
Yeah, you're better off just going outside and sitting in the hub.
And you have entertainment outside. You have the piano player who is great. They always have great entertainment. And the dogs themselves are always top-notch. They're huge.
Yeah.
So good.
I mean, it's definitely one of the places that I recommend to people to check out.
Have they gone back to the monthly dog?
Casey's Corner, I think, is still closed.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
I have the website up. I just found Casey's. It says temporarily unavailable.
It's just that place is so small, it'd be very tough.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
Yeah. And that's why it's a little bit lower on my list, because it is good food, but there's always a line.
Well, I found since mobile ordering has come around, it's made it much easier to grab food there.
Right. Mm-hmm. And now I tell you what, Casey's is the one restaurant I've heard many stories about. If you hit it with like the last person in line for that evening, you might get yourself a whole big plate of stuff. I've heard that a couple different times where they'll give the food away as opposed to throwing it out at the end of the night.
Jimmy's going to try that next time.
Definitely time it closing out. Down Casey's.
I'll make sure I'm behind Jimmy.
Okay, Charlotte, finish this out for number four.
So for number four, I'm hopping over to Epcot, and I'm going back to Morocco for Tangerine Cafe.
Nice. So what's your main go-to there?
I am usually going to get a chicken plate. I don't like lamb. Mm-hmm. I know I'm going to eat Mediterranean food, but I don't want lamb.
No, it's fine.
But I usually get the shawarma chicken platter, mm-hmm. which comes with hummus and tabbouleh and the couscous salad and Moroccan bread. It's so good. I love it so much. I like to try and eat as clean as possible there when I'm at Walt Disney World, and I feel like this is a clean meal. I don't have gut misery after eating this.
Oh, very cool.
It definitely is. And there's also me and Kim ate there the last time we were there, and I always get the combo with the shawarma and the gyro meat. Mm-hmm. But also
gyro,
gyro, hero.
I know. There's also a great pastry stand in there, and I had some wonderful baklava.
Oh, yes.
From
it's so good.
Oh, it was fantastic. So I that one's on my list, too, and that would have been my number three. So
cool.
Great place.
Yep. Now, does their baklava have the pistachios in it? Because I know
there are six different types of baklava they sell there. Ooh, and one of them, that was the traditional, and yes, it has pistachios.
Because, I mean, And with any country, depending on the region, everything's cooked a little bit differently. And, you know, of course, with Mediterranean cuisine, that's a couple of different countries. And I've seen baklava with pistachios and without. So.
Oh, yeah.
They sell a bunch of different types there. They have a few different types of baklava there. But the traditional one it was traditional baklava, nice. Which is one of my favorite desserts.
Nice.
They have a great.
Maybe if you're nice to me and my mom might make you some baklava and bring it to you in November.
You would have a friend for life.
There you go.
Don't have one now?
Well, it depends.
Better. Better friend. Before we go away from here, what is the Marvel connection? Said it twice.
The Marvel?
Oh, I know what it is.
What's the Marvel connection to Morocco? I know what it is. After to Avengers.
Morocco or to shawarma?
Well, Morocco, you said shawarma, so let's say that. It's the connection, yes. Because of the Avengers, that was the big meal to get their power back after the first Avengers
movie. Wasn't that the end of the first Avengers movie?
You got it.
Yeah, Tony says, you guys ever had shawarma? I don't know what it is, but I want to try it. Like the after credit scene was all of them in this little Mediterranean restaurant eating shawarma, and there's no dialogue at all. It's just them and they're
wolfing
eating.
It down.
I love that scene.
Yeah. Very cool.
I want to point out that Tangerine Cafe, besides the baklava, they've got some really good beverages and coffees. Like they have this Moorish espresso with cinnamon and nutmeg. And if you're not getting a whole meal, but you want a coffee and a baklava, that is just wonderful. Especially if you're kind of hitting World Showcase early and you're not ready for a meal yet. That's a nice little.
And what's nice, another nice thing about that place is that if you want to go do something like that, it's a separate place that like it's in the same restaurant, but like the little pastry and coffee stand is in the back. It's separate from the
to the side. Yeah.
Yeah. Where everybody else is eating, you know, ordering their food.
Right.
Very cool.
Sweet.
Okay, guys, let's move on to round number three.
Ed, did we get your number four?
Well, my number four was the same as Jimmy's.
Yeah.
I had the fish and chip shop, Yorkshire County fish shop. Okay, Morgan, we're going to start with you actually now. What is your third pick?
My third pick is why am I always forgetting the name? The quick service in Japan, it's like Katsuma Grill.
Sura.
Yeah.
Sura.
The one on the hill?
That's the one up on the hill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great
waterfall
place.
In the back.
That's a really great place. Mm-hmm. I go there often.
Yeah.
Yep.
You have any favorites?
It's one of my favorite quick services in Epcot besides Sunshine Seasons, which I purposely left off the list because I knew somebody was going to grab it.
That's fine.
They have a great ramen.
Yeah, the noodle bowls are great. Yeah, yep.
Yeah, the ramen, great. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The beef and the – what was the other good one?
I'm trying to remember if I get it there, if I get one of the carts at the bottom of the hill, but they have an iced green tea.
That is so good. Yeah, they have that at Katsura.
Yes, so good.
So I always get that, and I usually get some kind of sushi roll, and I still get some kind of, you know, either teriyaki beef or something. Because I love Japanese food. It's probably like if you ask me what I want to eat, if I had a choice, it would always be Japanese food.
Mm-hmm. We do that. Like me and Kim will do that. We'll each get something there and then get like a sushi roll, a split.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think we hit that place the last trip.
We did. Me, you, and Tim ate there, didn't we, Ed?
Yep. And it's actually kind of nice too because it is a little bit more relaxed because it is up on that little hill by itself and you do get away from the crowds and it does seem a little nice. There's a koi pond on the way up there you kind of look at.
It's so peaceful.
Yeah.
I think the peace of the area makes the food even better.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I would say that's actually might be one of my favorite pavilions because of the gardens and the koi pond and just the peace that you kind of get wandering around that. So having the quick service kind of in the middle of that area just kind of adds to it.
Sure.
During Flowering Garden, they do a whole like, what's it called? The little trees?
Bonsai.
They do like a whole bonsai like thing outside there along the walkways. There's like 15 or 20 like beautiful, fairly large bonsai trees.
Nice. Very cool. I love those little guys.
I love that.
I'd be excited to see if they're still there in November.
Yeah.
I bought a bonsai tree from Japan. Didn't make it.
Ah,
I can't ever make them last either.
They say you almost have to grow them like in a greenhouse. Like, it's just not, you can't, they're not really suitable for inside, and they're not really suitable for outside, like in the sun.
Right.
You almost have to have a greenhouse to make them grow properly.
Yeah, a lot of care.
Okay. Yeah, I believe it.
Charlotte, you're next.
Okay, so for me, I am staying in Epcot, and I would have gone with what Morgan picked, but I figured somebody was going to have that. So I am heading over to France and going to the Boulangerie Patisserie.
Yeah, right.
I cannot speak French at all, but, you know, the little place in the very back that has the sandwiches and the quiches and the desserts and good stuff. Croissant.
So they've got a lot of stuff. Like, they've got sandwiches too, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Is that like kind of the Norway thing where they have like a sandwich, but then all the other bakery stuff? I haven't been in here before.
But the one in France is huge.
Oh yeah, it's like three times as big, or three times at least as many selections.
Right.
That little place in Norway is tiny. The one in France, right. I mean, it's big. It's a big place.
And this is staying open with Ratatouille and all.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because it's at the exit of
the movie
shop in the movie,
mm-hmm.
Or the single now.
Okay, it's Charlotte. So you're going there for a for dinner. What are you getting?
I am going. You can go there for brunch. Breakfast, you can go for there for lunch. Yeah. You can go for dinner. You can grab something to take with you on the way back.
That was Sam's big thing.
Stayed at Beach Club last time that I was at Beach Club. We went in and actually just got some bread and some brie and took it back to Beach Club and ate it on our balcony.
Nice.
Which was really nice. They have niçoise salad, lobster bisque. They've got all different kinds of, you know, tarts and beignets and just there's just so much good stuff there. I love that place so much. I want it right now.
Very cool. I wish I could help you there.
I wish you could too.
Jimmy,
November. I'll show it to you in November.
Add it to the list. Jimmy, what do you got?
My number three was the same as Morgan's number whatever.
Oh, okay. And then my number three is...
Which one again?
It was Tangerine Cafe.
Morocco.
That was
Charlotte's pick.
Yeah.
Okay. I knew we'd be duplicating. That's fine.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so my three is over in Animal Kingdom, and this is one that we almost hit every trip. It's the Flame Tree Barbecue, and the menu is really top-notch. They're one of the first places with mobile ordering, and the seating is crazy because there's so many different areas that you could sit and eat your food. The best we found is trying to go all the way down to the lake. So the restaurant, which is hard to believe from when you're ordering your food, but it actually borders the lake where they have that nighttime parade, the nighttime boat thing. And so you can go down there and you can eat and just basically hang out. Really, really fun place.
Our meetup, our scavenger hunt 2 years ago, is that's where we met up in the morning, was the seating area for one of the seating areas for Flame Tree.
Yep.
Yeah, the upper part.
And that was like right on the pathway way on top. They've probably got, I'd say, at least a dozen or more different little areas. And then each area has the condiments. It has like, you know, knives, forks, things like that, napkins. And it's a really nice little way to get away from the park, really, because you get down in there, it's only the people sitting next to you, and then the other areas, the rest of the park disappears.
I've never eaten there, and it's mainly because I have a weird like aversion to eating outside. I don't care to, and they don't offer any indoor seating there.
Right. Yep. Not at all. I think they had fans inside those little areas. I'm not 100% sure about that up in the ceilings. They had those. They have that big combo like they do over at Magic Kingdom at the
Cosmic Rays.
Right, Cosmic Rays. That chicken and rib combo with the two vegetables and it's great. And it's really worth it. I mean, because you could definitely have two people eat off of that one meal.
stuff.
Yep. Very cool. Okay, guys.
Sounds like you're craving it now.
I am. And actually, they barbecued. I haven't eaten yet. I got home late, but it's barbecues waiting for me downstairs.
Nice.
Okay, so we're on to round number two. And I'm actually going to start this one out and go back to back because it's not going to take long. Because number two for me was Sunshine Seasons. See, Jimmy had that problem with Casey's, so way down on someone else's list. I had the same problem with Sunshine Seasons. It is the all-encompassing, everything you want to get, no matter who you have with you type of restaurant. It's awesome.
I agree
with that.
Yep.
Completely agree.
Okay, Morgan, what's your number two?
My number two is we're going to go back to Animal Kingdom, and we're going to Yak and Yeti Quick Service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Another good one. That's it.
I've never eaten there. I've eaten that Yak and Yeti many times, and I've heard really good things about the quick service, but I've never eaten there.
It's like
probably for the same reason all the seating is outside for the quick service.
Right.
I have a weird thing about that. If I'm there and it's cool out, I'm not as bad about eating outside. But I mean, most of the time in Florida, it's hot, and I always look at going sit down and eat somewhere as kind of a break from outside.
Yeah. Sure. Well, what I will usually do is get the fried rice, which comes in the same kind of little takeout container that you get from your local Chinese food restaurant. Mm-hmm. And you can technically walk around and eat it.
Right. So. But their seating area is pretty cool, too, because almost like Flame Tree, it kind of is almost like goes on and on and on. I was kind of amazed because when you walk around behind Yak and Yeti, you see all these little areas they had laid out. Which that's you couldn't even tell from the pathway and such like that.
Yeah, I think that's one thing they did good when they planned Animal Kingdom is the outdoor seating isn't in the pathway. It's to the side, kind of in the back, like it's hidden for the same reason that you like Flame Tree because you kind of feel like you get out of the park. I feel like they did a good job with all the outdoor seating for that reason.
Plus it's covered. That's the biggest thing. Outside seating without being covered is like just baking your food in the sun with you.
Yep.
Right. Right.
Good one. Good one. Jimmy, what do you got for number two?
My number two would be Casey's.
Yeah, there you go. About time. What is your absolutely, without a doubt, favorite combination dog they've ever created?
Ever created, and I was very upset when they got rid of it, was the barbecue slaw dog. So it was a hot dog that they pulled pulled pork and coleslaw on top of.
Wow, that's like two meals. That's crazy.
It was so good.
Nice. Do you guys have any favorite dogs?
It's like hardened arteries right there.
Oh, I know. I know. Oh, but it's vacation. Yeah. That doesn't affect you.
It doesn't count.
calories don't count in Disney.
I'm going to make 16,000 steps.
Yeah,
true.
So I'm at Magic Kingdom that day, so it's okay.
Well, here's a good question for you. What's a good side? I know, that's not usually something to talk about. What?
But just almost like we were talking about when we go to Katsura Grill, that me and Kim get something, then we get a sushi roll. When we go to Casey's, we both get a hot dog and we get an order of corn dog nuggets.
Nuggets.
There you go. Awesome. Very cool.
And see, I get the corn dog nuggets as my meal, and I get a side of fries.
Mm-hmm.
Like it. Yeah, they have good fries there, too.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, my wife hates the place.
Well, it's
because she doesn't like sauerkraut.
Yeah.
And
it permeates.
Smells. Yeah, it permeates. Smell. She doesn't like walking past the restaurant in Germany either because you can, you can smell the sauerkraut from outside.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Well, you've never done Beer Garden because of the smell, right?
Done Beer Garden one time. I love sauerkraut. I can eat sauerkraut on top of my sauerkraut.
With a side of sauerkraut.
Yeah, like when I go to Casey, I like throw some sauerkraut like on the side in the little cardboard thing and just eat sauerkraut.
Nice. The sides. Very cool. Okay, Charlotte,
and
number
then
two for
you.
We all
stay downwind of his breath after he eats sauerkraut.
Right.
Yeah, among other
one
things.
Of him, period.
Among other things.
Exactly.
Okay, Charlotte, number two for you.
So I'm going to finish number two category the way it began with Sunshine Seasons.
Yep.
Because it is, until recently, it had been my number one for years and years. And I have a feeling when we get to number one, all of us are going to say the same thing.
Well, I don't know. We'll see.
But I love Sunshine Season so much that I will go across a raining Hollywood studios, walk the way, all the way, because the boats aren't running, to the back entrance of Epcot, all in the pouring down rain, to get up to the land pavilion for the spicy seared tuna salad. It is one of my favorite things in all of Walt Disney World. It's not as spicy as it used to be. And I asked the chef, and he said too many people complained. He's like, it says spicy, and too many people complained.
I can't stand that. That bothers me because, look, I'm from South Louisiana, so we like spice, you know.
And it's in the title. It says spicy tuna.
It's tough. Exactly. It's tough to get good spicy stuff in Disney. And I know this is the quick service show, but that's one of the reasons that I like Skipper Canteen so much.
Yes.
Because it's one restaurant there that actually, like, they season their food.
Yeah.
Food and Wine. There were some things that have a little more flavor that's a little more ethnic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, so, but it's tough. It's tough to find good spicy stuff in Disney.
Yeah, it is.
Now, the seared tuna that you're talking about, last time I was at Sunshine Seasons, I had a tuna, but it was raw tuna.
Yes. Raw seared tuna. Raw. It's basically only seared on the outside. It's ahi tuna seared on the outside, and it's served over a bed of noodles, Asian noodles.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, like, I kind of describe it almost like a poke bowl.
Yes, yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God,
I love that good. So much.
Okay, guys, calm down. Come back.
Is it November yet?
Get a tissue. Get a napkin.
November, please.
Get a napkin. Awesome.
I'm drooling on my keyboard.
Well, we have made it to round number one of our picks, the top of the counter services in our eyes.
First.
Who wants to go first?
I want to go first.
Okay.
I think we should all say it at the same time.
I think Jimmy wants to go first.
I disagree with what you're thinking, but go ahead. Go ahead, Jimmy.
My number one, Satuli Canteen.
See, I told you it wasn't going to be everybody saying the same thing. Okay, that's awesome one. I thought about it. What's your reasoning? It's so newish. How did it get to the number one spot in your list so quickly?
Well, you know, I would tell you it's just – you know, Charlotte talked about just like good, clean food that when you go eat there, you don't feel like you're about to die. So I just love the bowls there.
Okay, sure.
Just they grill the meat right there in front of you. You can smell it when you walk in. I like the fact that you eat out of a real bowl with real utensils, metal utensils.
Right, that's true. That's a good option they have there.
They have indoor drinks.
They have indoor and outdoor seating, so that's cool.
Indoor, it's a huge place indoor. It's themed really well. And then there, I get two meals too. I get a bowl, and then I order a meal off the kids' meal. I eat the little, I don't know what they call it. It's like a pig in a blanket. It's like a hot dog wrapped in like a...
Their little hamburger bun.
The hamburger
steamed
inside.
Pod.
Yeah. No, that's the hamburger. They have a hot dog that's wrapped in like almost like a croissant dough.
Nice.
Oh.
It's like a pig in a blanket.
Mm-hmm.
But I found that when you order that extra, it comes with grapes and it comes with a drink.
I was going to say, they usually do. Yep. Kids' meals are great.
And there you got refillable drink. So a kid's drink is fine because I can go refill it.
Yep.
That's true.
Very nice. Okay. So that was a good number one. Charlotte, you go next.
I am just going to keep going with Jimmy because that's my number one as well.
Wow.
Good clean food. I just love this place. I can't wait to eat there in November with Jimmy.
What's your go-to there?
I'm going to get a bowl. It really depends on what mood I'm in. I love it with that chimichurri sauce that they've got. God, that is so good. And I do love those little cheeseburger pods. They're so yummy.
That's cool. With the bao bun. Those are really good.
Bao bun.
I'm still playing around with that place. You know what that stood out to me, and actually I'm thinking about it? They had, what are those little bulbas that they have in the drinks? They had it in the salad. They had it in the salad, and it was like vinegary.
They're filled with like Italian dressing.
That was intense. And that's like kind of attribute that to like futuristic and shit like that. That was awesome. Okay. Awesome. Very cool. Very cool. Morgan, what did you like Satoulis for your number one?
I would say, Satouli Canteen is my number one as well.
Really? Okay. and what's your go-to?
I obviously do like the bowls. I always get a bowl. I did try. It wasn't the cheeseburger bao buns. They had another one that that was the only thing I tried that I didn't like because the spice was some kind. It wasn't exactly cinnamon, but it was another spice that I just personally don't like. But I always get the blueberry cream cheese mousse dessert thing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's really good.
It looks so weird because obviously, you know, you're in Pandora.
Sure.
You're eating, you know, alien food. And I always like bringing it to the table and people are like, what the heck are you eating? And I'm like, dude, this is dessert and it's so good.
Is it that like bluish, like ball looking thingy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, oh, yeah. That is good.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Cool. Anybody try any of the green beer? Or what color is their beer there? They have liquor there, which is kind of cool. But they have a special colored beer.
I haven't tried the beer. I usually get right outside is Pongu Pongu, which is the drink stand. And I usually get the Morara Margarita, which is kind of funny because I just posted that picture on our Instagram this week.
There you go. Nice. I do like that place. You're right. Good. That's
and
be
it has
show.
The little boba balls on the drink, too. Mm-hmm. But, of course, they don't taste like Italian dressing.
Thank goodness.
That would be weird.
Someone made a big mistake. Okay, guys. So my number one has nothing to do with the future or outer space. Mine is over at the Magic Kingdom. And I've been going to this place for years, before the kids, with the kids, and after the kids. Columbia Harbor House. To me, that is one of my favorite counter services. The food is good.
It's the broccoli.
Yeah, it's the broccoli. You got it. But they have a lot of good seafood around there. If you actually wanted to just have a vegetable, have the broccoli. But the menu is pretty cool, and it's kind of moved around the last bunch of years. But it does stay definitely seafoodish. Lobster roll, really good, but the tuna fish is my go-to, without a doubt. The other thing, though, is you must go upstairs to eat. You have to get yourself a seat near a window, which overlooks the Haunted Mansion or the pathways to go past the Haunted Mansion and such like that, and enjoy your lunch or dinner or whatever.
That's great.
It's a really, really fun place. And to be honest with you, the biggest treat of all was that when we went on the Keys to the Kingdom tour, that's the restaurant they take you to. That was perfect for me. That worked out really well.
We didn't go there for my Keys to the Kingdom.
Well, on the new times, I guess they're changing it up.
Yeah, they probably don't do the same place every single time.
I'm thinking that nobody ever goes upstairs, so they always use the Columbia Harbor House for that reason. They just rope off part upstairs for you.
We ate at a noodle station.
Which is probably, was it closed at the time, or was it?
The noodle station was closed, and you just told them what you want. Actually, right. I got a barbecue slaw dog. and they had it kind of waiting there for you.
Nice. Very cool.
But, I like Columbia Harbor House. Kim really likes it there, too. The Lighthouse Sandwich, which is basically hummus on a sandwich with tomato.
And as far as you guys are thinking, as far as clean eating, this is definitely one of those places. Majority
you can definitely
of the food,
eat clean. Absolutely.
They do have New England clam chowder, which I wouldn't say is as clean. It's good, but, you know, that means it's definitely not good for you. Just general all around, very, very good place.
I want to throw out just a quick honorable mention because I just tried this place in Epcot on my last trip a couple weeks ago, and it's the Regal Eagle in America in Epcot. And I look, it didn't make my list because I've only been there once, and it's fairly new. So it's a smokehouse, and they also do like craft beers. But I thought it was very good.
Okay, what kind of is it sandwiches? Is it platters? Like, what's the type of service?
I did a burger that had pulled pork on it.
Oh man, that's great.
And then I got for a side, I got the baked beans, and then I also ordered a side of coleslaw. The baked beans had burnt ends. Well, I should say the baked beans had a burnt end. Mm-hmm. There wasn't a lot of burnt ends in it, but it was still very good. They were a little bit spicy. It was really good.
Nice. Very good.
That sounds good.
Oof, I'm really hungry now.
I'm so hungry.
Okay. I would say if Jimmy gets an honorable mention, do we all get honorable mention?
Yes.
Definitely. Yep. Yes. Equal rights.
I mean.
Go ahead, Morgan. What's your honorable mention? Definitely.
Mine is also in Epcot, the La Cantina de San Angel, whatever, however you want to pronounce it.
Sure.
The taco stand on the water.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, definitely.
That place is great.
I always get the nachos, and they're huge, and they're delicious.
I always get a Dos Equis with a pomegranate floater.
Yeah, I was going to say, I always get drinks at that place. I don't usually eat that much down there. okay, Charlotte.
Well, no, I'm talking about the one on the facing the water.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Okay, because I know you guys usually have gotten the drinks at the other stand across the pathway from it.
Oh, that's the only one that's food and wine.
Kim gets the margarita. That's the margarita stand.
Oh, that's further down too. And that wasn't there last time we were there.
Yes, it was.
No, thanks. Yeah, whatever. Okay, Charlotte, what's your honorable mention?
My honorable mention is not open very often. They usually only open it when crowd levels are high, and it is Tomorrowland Terrace in the Magic Kingdom. And I know why people would think, why that one? I love fettuccine Alfredo, and I can get it there, and it is a perfect for carb loading, especially if I'm there for one of the Run Disney races. Wow. I can go get fettuccine Alfredo quickly, and it's good, and it has a side of broccoli, and I enjoy it. And so that is my honorable mention.
So that is actually it's noodles, so that kind of fits, I guess, over there.
Well, it's not the noodle station anymore. It used to be that was the name of it, was the noodle station. Now it's just Tomorrowland Terrace Restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that menu seems to switch a lot. I mean, whenever it's open.
Yeah, they don't open it very often. You're right.
I don't even remember the last time I saw it open.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah. Okay, my honorable mention before we finish tonight is, and it was kind of mentioned earlier on when Morgan was talking about that fruit stand over in Animal Kingdom, but that courtyard they opened when they kind of redid that over there, and they have all those different, like, four or five little restaurants in there, that entire courtyard is out of this world. I mean, almost everything they offer there is great.
Yep.
I've passed it a bunch. I've never stopped and eaten in there.
Well worth it. The only downside I see to the entire place is that the seating in there is very limited. I shouldn't say very limited, but it definitely fills up fast if it's a crowded day. And it's under ceiling, so you do have some cover in there. And you don't have to eat in there either. You can take your food and kind of walk away. But just generally all around, everything we've tried in there has been great.
Mm-hmm. I've noticed we've picked a lot of Animal Kingdom.
That's kind of wild.
I think the only thing from Studios was Ronto Roasters, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it was a lot of Animal Kingdom, and then maybe second place was Epcot, and then Magic Kingdom.
I agree.
Hollywood Studios does not have a lot.
No, they don't.
And that's the problem.
That's great. That's remarkable.
Yeah.
I think the stuff that they've put in at Galaxy's Edge, it has elevated the food there a lot, but it's still lacking. Like if I would leave Hollywood Studios in a downpour to go to Epcot to eat, it just goes to show that there's.
And Morgan did that.
Well, and you have the two places up. You have the one place by Star Tours. You have the ABC Commissary. You have the Woody's place, the lunchbox, which okay, great, but is it not a place you want to hang out? I mean, that's a really, really in the sun type of place, and the tables are kind of limited over there.
Right.
What am I missing?
Me and Morgan did that. Me and Morgan were at Hollywood Studios together, and we left Hollywood Studios to go eat at Epcot. We went to eat a tangerine at a Spice Road table.
Maybe that's something.
I mean, granted, like I haven't eaten Galaxy's Edge, but before Galaxy's Edge, the food was not, there was nothing memorable about the food, in my opinion, in the quick service. It was your basic quick service.
Right.
Lots of burger options, pizza, salads, chicken nuggets, you know, things like that.
Right. And that place over by the Star Tours, what's it? Is it It's not
Backlot Express.
The Backlot
right,
okay, Express.
I was going to say Backlot, but that didn't sound right. It sounded like, but anyway, they do once in a while those like kind of special things. Like you had the burger where the roll was toasted with Darth Vader's face on it or something like that. And they usually do stuff like that. But yeah, it's still basically burgers and chicken nuggets. How about this?
I mean, I've gotten chicken and waffles from the Backlot Express.
Okay,
before.
Yeah, I've had that before too, but that's almost like they took their chicken nuggets and kind of messed that up.
And the waffle had a Star Wars, like I think Darth Vader was on it or something like that. But again, it's not memorable.
Right.
It's generic.
How about this? Mm-hmm. We heard that the Little Mermaid isn't opening up again. Have you guys heard that? I think we were talking about it, or we heard rumors. Well, maybe instead of putting another attraction, maybe we should start thinking about another counter service.
That's not a bad place. I don't think they need another counter service. I think they just need to elevate the menus at the ones they've got.
I agree.
Okay, fair enough.
Because ABC Commissary and Backlot Express are fairly large places.
Yeah, right. There's plenty of seating.
Lots of seats.
True.
The only thing good that they've added there was Baseline Tap House.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, but even that's very limited, though. That gets crowded super fast, and you can't go inside and hang out. That's you go inside and you walk outside.
Yeah. Right.
But yeah, you're right. That is good, and we forgot Rizzo's.
Oh yeah, Pizza Rizzo, which is another huge place.
Right.
But again, it's not. I don't think it's always open.
And it has not been.
They've had those weird hours where they were closing for dinner or something weird like that. But I haven't been. I've not tried it. But the place before it had like the hard pizza crusts and the
It was Pizza Planet, or not Pizza Planet, but it was the Toy Story Pizza Place.
Pizza Planet.
Don't think they called it Pizza Planet. I think they called it something else.
Right. The pizzas weren't that good, bottom line.
No, they weren't.
Considering they were next to an Italian place, Mama's.
Exactly.
It was crazy.
And speaking of like Toy Story, there is going to be a barbecue restaurant in Toy Story Land, and I think that's going to be quick service.
I imagine.
So
refresh us.
Maybe
that
is the turning of the elevating the dining in Hollywood Studios.
Well, I think Galaxy's Edge started it. I think that's gonna be your kind of linchpin. Hopefully they follow up on it. So we'll see. Okay, guys. Hopefully. So what do you think? What's your favorite counter service or quick service restaurants at the Disney properties? Let us know. Send us an email, get in touch with us on Facebook, any way you want. Jimmy, tell everybody how to get in touch with the show.
You can email us at questions at thedisneynerdspodcast.com and email us individually at ed@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, jimmy@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, etc. You can send us a message on Facebook to the page, The Disney Nerds Podcast. Join our group, Disney Nerds. Instagram at The Disney Nerds Podcast and Twitter at The Disney Nerds. Make sure to check out the website, www.thedisneynerdspodcast.com, and watch the live stream every Tuesday night at 9:00 Walt Disney World time.
Okay, guys, so that's it for show number 359 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. For Jimmy, Charlotte, Morgan, this is Ed. We're the Disney Nerds, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Quaharini.
Just keep swimming.
Have a magical night. Hakuna Matata.
Conga loosh!
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
Hurry back, hurry back.
Hakuna Matata.
What, that's it? That's all you get? Hakuna Matata? Like, I mean, come on now.
Oh, I'm not going to sing.
You already did, and that's definitely making an awesome show.
I was like, so not turning this off.
I mean, if you're going to sing Hakuna Matata, you got to sing more than just Hakuna Matata.
Nobody knows the words after those two words. Are you kidding? Okay, guys. So that's it. So, la la ba ba boop ba.